The following audio is from Foundation Life Bible Church. More information about Foundation Life is available at www.foundationlbc.com.
This mini lesson is one of a series, walking through what the Bible teaches about eldership and its importance in the church. As you consider these sessions, please pray with us and ask the Lord to guide our church in finding and calling elders. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll continue our elder mini lesson. You'll be in 1 Timothy chapter 3. I believe the last time Craig had the opportunity to fill the pulpit. And ladies, we will come up right after the elder mini lesson and do our songs then. Okay, so let me go ahead and read chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. This will be brief today, but we just want to touch on a few points. But let me go ahead and read this, and then we'll look at, for the most part, 2b in your Bible, which says able to teach. But we'll also touch on 3 through 7. So I'll go ahead and read. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. Verse 4. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil. Let's pray and ask the Lord to lead us. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come and worship, Lord. We worship with our gifts, Lord. We worship with receptible hearts, Lord, ready to receive what you have for us, God. And I pray for all the men in here, Lord, that aspire to be an elder, God, that you continue to work in their hearts, Lord, and show them, Lord, exactly, Lord, what you called them to be, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to see this, God, and we ask you to lead and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we've touched on these before, but again, I want to focus on 2B, which just simply says able to teach. Why is it so important for a shepherd of the church, for an elder, for an overseer, to be able to teach? Well, if you'll turn to chapter 1 in this same book and look at verses 3 and 4, we see one of the main reasons. Paul writes about this. And he says this, as I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus so that you may, watch this, charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies which promote speculations rather than stewardship from God that is by faith. So the most important role for a shepherd in God's church is to guard against false doctrine, guard against heresy, hold in the highest regard the truth of God's word and the gospel, and make sure that others in the church don't fall into bondage by believing lies, by believing things that the truth doesn't support. So it's important to understand, able to teach does not necessarily mean someone who preaches. It does not even necessarily mean someone that leads a small group or a Bible study. Certainly can, but here's what Paul's getting at. See, this person may not be about getting up in front of people. Some people have the ability to sit under the Word of God, to read the Word of God, to study the Word of God, but it's not their thing to get in front of people. That's okay, because if they're doing this in a one-on-one setting, if they're doing this with those that they interact with, then what's most important is they hold themselves accountable to the truth, accountable to the scriptures, and they hold others accountable to the truth and accountable to the scriptures. And of course, what do we want to do with the scriptures? We want to not only learn the scriptures, but apply the scriptures. So as we hear the word, as we listen to the word, as we study the word, as this man who aspires to be an elder takes in the word, by God's grace, he's able to tell others how they apply that word to their circumstances, how they apply that word to their lives. And that's what it means to be a teacher. They teach others how to apply God's word. How does the word come alive to you? How does it separate soul from spirit? That's what we're looking at here, from things that are of Jesus and things of the world. So again, always holding the word of God in the highest regard. That's the key here. And able to apply it. Able to say, this is what this text means and this is what this looks like in our lives. All right, verse 3, what's it say? Not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. So very quickly, let's touch on this. Not a drunkard or lover of money. So simply, this person should not have addictions to drugs, to alcohol, to any substance that might put them in bondage. And they shouldn't be controlled by worldly influences, outward influences. And then they can't be a lover of money. The scripture makes clear that the love of money leads to all kinds of evils in our life. The things of this world cannot be the pursuit of a man that aspires to be an elder. Because what can happen? His testimony can be ruined. Him making much of Jesus can be ruined. And Jesus' name can be dragged through the mud if this is the case. Look at the next part with me. Not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome. Well, this is very important because an elder should never lord it over the people they have an opportunity to shepherd. It's a great privilege to shepherd God's people. And what we cannot do is be domineering, using what one perceives as power and authority to push an agenda, to get the flock of God to do what we want them to do when it's not biblical. That cannot happen. And then notice, when there is time for rebuke, when there is time to say, I know you say this, but the truth says this, then we come alongside and we gently rebuke. It's gentle. And we instruct those who are in sin gently, praying that the result would be repentance, praying that they would be restored. There's a love for God and there's a love for his people. And there's restoration here. And then look at verse 4 and 5. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? So quickly, do his children obey? Does he love them? Does he pour into them? Does he discipline them? Does he train them in the ways of the Lord? Does he say, look, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord? That's what we're looking for. And then what about verse 6? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. In other words, instead of serving those he's called to serve in humility, to watch that he's not filled with pride,
And he misses that his calling, his main calling, is to shepherd God's people, to come alongside God's people, to spur God's people on in their faith. And in verse 7, moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into the snare of the devil. Very simply put, he can't live one way in the church and another way outside of the church. Is he above reproach in his community? Do those outside of the church see him as a man of integrity? That he's honest and that he's approachable? That he's gentle and that he solves problems unto the Lord? See, he should be a man that lives his life unto the Lord, not only in the church, but this is so important, outside of the church. So we continue to touch on what are the attributes of a man that is called to be a shepherd, called to be an overseer, called to be an elder. These are just a few more that we wanted to take a look at today. But I wanted to spend most of my time this morning on able to teach and what that looks like. We'll continue this about 4 or 5 more times, but we feel this is very important for all of us to understand. What does the Scripture say about those who shepherd, those who pastor, those who oversee the church of God? Let's pray. Father, we thank you once more for your word. We pray, Lord, that these truths, these qualifications, Lord, that you make clear in your scriptures, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that they fall into our heart and that they change us. God, we pray that you continue to move in the men's hearts, Lord, that you're calling, Lord, to elder, to pastor, to shepherd this church. We thank you so much for who you are, God, and the gospel. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to audio from Foundation Life Bible Church, located in Greenwood, Indiana. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. For more information about Foundation Life Bible Church, please visit us online at www.foundationlbc.com.